Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 R R Kabel Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Irfan Raeen from Orient Capital, the investor relations partner. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Raeen.
Thank you, Nirav. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings phone call. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on exchanges and on the company's website. I would like to give a short disclaimer before we begin the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, and expectation as of today. These statements are not guaranteed for our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Shri Gopal Kabra, sir, Managing Director. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Irfan. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend.
Sir, sorry to interrupt. You're sounding a little distant.
Okay, sir. Sorry. Thank you, Irfan. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants on our Q3 FY24 financial results discussion call. On this call, I have with me our CFO, Mr. Rajesh Jain. As we commence our discussion, I am glad to inform that the company has grown approximately 19% in current nine months vis-à-vis last year, which is higher than the industry growth. We are on our growth trajectory and moving in the right direction. I'd also like to touch upon the company perspective on recent events. In the last quarter of the previous calendar year, our manufacturing plants, facilities, and offices underwent search operations conducted by the income tax authorities. The company, during that time, cooperated fully in all their investigations and provided required details, clarifications, and documents. We are not expecting any material adverse impact on the financial position of the company. Operations at the company were running smoothly, with the entire management team dedicating their efforts, ensuring that the company remains on its growth trajectory. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Jain to take this call further.
Thank you, Shri Gopal Ji. I'd like to begin by extending hearty congratulations to our Managing Director, Mr. Shri Gopal Kabra Ji, for being honored with the Global Entrepreneur of the Year Award 2024 by Suren India. Talking about macroeconomic landscape, I am pleased to share positive news that the Indian GDP exhibited a robust growth of 7.7% in the first half of FY23-24, preliminarily driven by a substantial expansion in manufacturing and construction activity, which has registered growth of 9.3% and 10.5%, respectively. Given our significant presence in the construction and real estate sector, it is crucial to highlight the favorable trends. The construction sector is witnessing a notable upswing, preliminarily fueled by a housing boom, and this trend is anticipated to continue in the forthcoming years. Both the construction and real estate sectors are poised for substantial growth, presenting a promising outlook for R R Kabel Limited. This aligns well with our business interests, and we are strategically positioned to capitalize on the flourishing opportunities in these sectors. Ranked as the fifth-largest participant in India's branded wire and cable market, R R Kabel stands out as one of the country's leading exporters of wire and cable products. With the extensive reach spanning 67 countries, we are delighted to 65 countries earlier, we are delighted to announce the addition of two more countries to our export portfolio, bringing it to the total of 67 countries. The wire and cable segment remains the cornerstone of our business, contributing significantly to our revenue. In the initial 9 months of FY24, noteworthy 89% of our company's revenue from operations came from the wire and cable market. Concurrently, the fast-moving electrical goods, that is FMEG segment, has seen consistent growth, elevating its contribution from 7% in FY19 to an impressive 11% at present. Let's delve into the financial performance of Q3 of FY24. On a consolidated basis, we achieved a revenue of ₹1633.5 crores, indicating a growth of approximately 11% on YOY basis. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹112.6 crores, while the profit after tax for Q3 FY24 was ₹71 crores, reflecting a moderate YOY degrowth. Shifting to 9 months FY24 performance, on a consolidated basis, we recorded a revenue of ₹4840.5 crores, demonstrating a growth of approximately 19% YOY. The EBITDA for the first 9 months of this financial year reached to ₹347.3 crores, showcasing a remarkable growth of 56.3% YOY basis. Additionally, our PAT for 9 months FY24 surged from ₹124.6 crores in 9 months FY23 to ₹219.4 crores, showcasing a notable growth of 76%. Now, let's explore the segment-wise performance. Over the past 9 months, RR Kabel has consistently delivered promising results, driven by substantial growth in sales volume. The wire and cable business segment recorded a revenue of ₹4307 crores compared to ₹3637 crores in 9 months of FY23, marking a significant growth of 18.4% in 9 months FY24. This growth can be preliminarily attributed to a notable increase in volumes by 19.3%. The PBT increased by 43.1% in 9 months FY24, reaching to ₹372 crores, driven by the increase in gross margin contribution supported by volume growth. Exports played a pivotal role, contributing significantly and accounting for 27% in our total revenue. Now, turning to the FMEG business segment, we achieved a revenue of ₹534 crores compared to ₹446 crores, representing a growth of approximately 20% in 9 months FY24 over 9 months FY23. The EBIT in this segment continued to improve, preliminary due to an increase in gross margin attributed to volume growth and a change in product mix. During 9 months FY24, the company has maintained its working capital days at 65 days, same as previous quarter, and have improved from all the quarters prior to that. This has ensured the short-term financial obligations and expenses are met while contributing to longer-term business objectives. The company remains committed to sound inventory management practices and has maintained its inventory turnaround and receivable days. We are committed to a comprehensive capex plan of ₹500 crores over the next 2 years, that is FY24 and 25, with the primary focus on doubling our power cable capacity, expanding copper wire production, introducing an e-beam facility, and establishing PVC compound manufacturing facility. This strategic investment will be entirely self-funded. As the company continues its focus, our preliminary emphasis is on delivering high-quality products, ensuring safety and environmental compliances, and expanding our brand through a robust distribution network. Sustainable growth remains a central element of our ongoing strategic approach. With this, I would request to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Raj Shah from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Just question from my side.
Raj, sorry to interrupt you. Can you please speak through the handset?
So two questions from my side. First is that in wires and cables, you said that we have grown faster than the industry. But if we see compare it with other industry players, then they have grown in the range of around 18 to 22%, but we have grown at 9%. So assuming even 2 or 3% of price decrease, volume growth comes at 11 to 12%. So just wanted to understand how we came up with that number.
Yeah, thanks, sir. So, see, we have to see these figures of industry growth over a period of 9 months. When we are seeing 20% volume growth, so it, we are comparing 9 months over last 9 months. And see, generally, by this industry trend, this industry grows at the level of the GDP growth. So, in general, this industry is expected to grow at 13 to 14% per our past experience. And we are going, in volume terms, we are going at 18 to 19%. Which is significant growth, and this is also on regular basis we are going at this pace.
Okay, so but this quarter, was there any specific reason which caused a slightly lower growth as compared to previous quarter?
So first, the base quarter, like coincidentally, both like Q3 of FY23 and Q2 of FY24 both had the higher base value. So overall, if we see, this is good volume growth because even on higher base also we have grown at 10% in terms of volume. So this is in line with our regular business plan.
If you compare it with, so if you see FMCG, then we have done significantly better as compared to industry. So just wanted to understand in the different segments that contribute within the FMEG and which segment has grown faster. So whether, and just wanted to get the basic.
Raj, sorry, but we are losing your audio.
Hello. In FMEG, I wanted to understand which segment has done better as compared to other segments and what is the contribution for each segment, like fans, lighting, etc.
So Raj, if you see in FMEG, we are representing a larger part of this segment, like we are present in fan segment, lighting segment, switchgear segment and appliances segment. And since fan and lighting are the biggest contributor in our FMEG sales, and we have done very good growth in fan segment in Q3 and overall very good in fan and lighting, both the segment when we compare 9 months. So we have grown at 20% over previous year, if I compare 9 months, 9 months over 9 months. And in this like industry, while most of other players are either muted or to negative growth, and overall this industry is also expected to grow at 8 to 10%, while we are expecting to grow at 20%. And this is coming through like our wide product range, and now also we are planning for introducing new products. So the growth is coming from there.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot. I'll join back the queue for any further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. So the first is related to the volume growth only. And I can see that the export has done quite well for this quarter. Even we have seen in the second quarter the export we are doing very well. So if you exclude the export for a 9 month, how much is the volume growth for the domestic business?
So like if I go bifurcate our total volume growth in export and domestic, then the domestic volume growth is around 12%, while export is around 36%.
Volume growth you are talking
about. I am talking about volume growth.
Okay. And also, if you can give some color on the export, like it's largely from the wire export, or is there some product mix changes is also there?
So we started our export generally through wire export only, but gradually and slowly we also developed a cable export, and now cable is also it is increasing, and we are getting very good demand from export of cable also. So as of now there is slightly change, but still our main export is in wire only, but cable share is increasing day by day based on markets and based on even on our manufacturing capacity also.
Okay. And also if you can give the capex number for this year and the next year, and if possible for 26 as well.
So as of now we have freezed the capex plan for FY24 and 25 to the tune of 500 crore, and which includes capex for expanding our power cable capacity, copper wires, PVC compound and e-beam facility. And I told earlier also, okay, this 2 years capex is in line with our plan and it is going through as per schedule only. Since we are planning further volume growth on regular basis, so our capex plan will be regular, and even for after FY25 also, we are in process to finalizing the capex plan for FY26 and 27.
Okay, so club together 24 and 25 financial year, the capex is the 500 odd crore.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and also if you can give some color on how much of the revenue you can generate out of this 500 crore of a capex.
So since this is a mix of power cable and copper cable also, and the further it has some backward integration of PVC compound also, so we are expecting additional revenue of 2,500 crores from this capex.
Okay. And as there is a commissioning in the September as well as in the March, September 24 and the March 25, so if you can give some more color, like how much the capacity is getting operational by September 24 and...
in power cable, we have a total plan of 1,000 crore per month, 1,000 tons per month. In this, 500 tons will be established by September 24. And rest will be in the March.
Sorry, you say how much you said by September?
500 tons per month in power cable.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, team. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you help us understand a bit more on the export, you know, for the 9 months? You said the volume growth is 35%, if I heard the number right.
Yes.
You know, what is driving this? Any particular product, any particular country? What efforts are we making? And what kind of growth are we seeing, can we look at for next 3-4 years? And what will drive that?
Yeah, thanks, Achal. So, you mentioned correctly that in first 9 months, our volume growth is 36%. But going forward also, like export is also one of our key focus area. And the growth what we have achieved is some are from new markets, some are from new products also. As earlier, we were only in wire export, but now our cable segment is also progressing very well. And since there is capacity was also available to some extent, so we were able to utilize that capacity and growing our business in terms of new territories as well as new products. And going forward also, see, sometimes like since we have equal focus on growth in our exports as well as domestic also, so quarter on quarter the figures may be different, but at least we are planning, and we have even still now like a growth of 20% on volume basis. The only inner bifurcation may be here and there, but still we will grow in the tune of 20%.
Understood. The second question I had was with respect to the domestic, you know, you said in the domestic, the growth was kind of a bit subdued. Can you give the number once again for 3Q and 9 months? And, you know, how is the demand scenario? Is it weak particularly for us or for the industry? And how do you see it evolving over the next 2-3 years?
So, in domestic, yeah, we have grown at 12%. But if we see again in longer horizon, then our wire business is also growing, and particularly in cable, since our capacity is the constraint. So there our waiting period is a little bit higher, and still we have some capacity constraint. But in last quarter of FY23, we have done some rebalancing and some investment in some equipment, and now we are increasing our capacity in power cable also. So going forward, we'll have again the normal pace of our growth in business volumes in domestic market as well.
Understood. And sir, last question, if I may, with respect to the margins. You know, the PBIT margin for wires and cables was 88%, which is kind of a reduction compared to last year same quarter or even sequentially. So if you could highlight what has driven this margin contraction, and B, how do you see it, for fourth quarter as well as for the for next 2-3 years?
So, Achal, as I explained earlier, ki our base for Q2 FY24 and Q3 of FY23 was little bit at higher pace. But if we see in general, like if we see our margins and if you see our business plans, like we have planned for improvement in our EBITDA margins in wire and cable segment by 140 bps on year-on-year basis. And we are right on the track of to achieving that figure. So, like volume growth of 20%, margin improvement of 140 bps. So, these all are on the track. Yeah, when you see only this quarter, then a figure looks subdued. But even if you see for Q4 of FY24, it seems it will be in line with our projections and estimates given earlier.
Got it. Sir, I have more questions, but I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Venkatesh from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. I was just wondering, you see, if you look at your numbers, over the last 4 years, exports have been between 19 to 25% of revenue. Now, what we are seeing in the first 3 quarters is exports are almost 30% of revenues. Now, what we understand is because of China plus one, a lot of opportunities have opened up. And we believe at the time of the IPO, while you had acknowledged the growth opportunity, you were also a little wary that, you know, export margins might be a little lower, so the priority would be given to the domestic market growth. Now, has there been a change in your economics in the export market in terms of what kind of margins you share with your distributor or things like that? Has the export margins improved? And if it has improved, what could be the drivers for it?
So, Venkatesh, very rightly pointed out by you, but at the same time, we need to see there are two aspects. First, the change in product mix in our export market itself. Like earlier, we said that our majority of exports earlier were coming from only from wires, but later on, since we started exports of power cable also, or our high value added wires also, so these margins are improving in exports also, and we are getting good opportunities also. And at the same time, it is not only China plus, but the majority of the things that in our exports, this is distribution-led business, and also 90% of our exports are going in our own brand. So, like, as our brand is also getting strong, so we slowly and gradually were establishing ourselves very well in the export market also, and there is improvement in exports margin also.
Okay, understood. You shared volume growth on exports 9 months at 36%, 12% for domestic. Is it possible to share the overall number and a similar breakup for wires and cables in 9 months?
So, like, overall 19%. If you this on weighted basis, if you see 36 and 12, then on overall basis we have achieved the volume growth of 19%. And see, as of now, our very broad distribution is among wire and cable is 70% and 30%. So 70% comes from wire and 30% from cable, which includes power cable, industrial cables, and special cables. But slightly, this slowly and gradually, this ratio is changing. So we may expect later on it keep 68-32 or maybe 65-35. But it will be gradual change. But definitely, growth will be in the both the segments, in wire as well as cable.
Okay. Now, what I was asking is, in 9 months of the year, what was your growth in YOY growth in wire, and what was your growth in cable?
So that I will work out and will share you separately.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That is all from me. All the very best.
Thanks. Thanks, Venkatesh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Srinidhi from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions on export business. Wondering this ongoing crisis, Red Sea crisis, is that impacting growth for the export business of the company, and is it impacting margin as well?
So, Srinidhi, thanks for covering this question. If we see, of course, there is crisis in Red Sea, and due to that, our shipment days will be increased. But if we see the impact of on our business, since our orders are regular, so the material may reach by few days delay, but this is continuous cycle. So at my sales level, there will be no impact. And if we see on margin part, since our prices are variable, like the copper prices, PVC price, and freight, this part are variable. So everything will be passed on to customers. So there will be no impact in our profitability of export business. I hope this will answer this.
So freight also is completely passed through, is it?
Sure, sure. Yes, this is variable part.
Right, right. Okay, good to know. And so one more. I'm still struggling to understand the domestic business growth. Okay, if I look at the domestic cable and wire business growth, it is coming across literally flat year on year. Right. So I think you alluded to the base being very high, but is there any competitive forces wherein you seems like that apart from industry growth, there are more competitive forces that is impacting growth?
So, Srinidhi, competition will be always there, but more importantly, we have to see how my base can be improved, or how we grow, or how we make execute our business plan. So, if you see a flat number, it means some impact, but we are working on this, and we are expected to get the normal momentum in volumes also in domestic market as well. But there is no direct impact of competition, but yeah, always there will be indirect impacts, and every company has their own strategy, but we are working towards our own growth plans.
So would you attribute largely to the base effect and maybe the ongoing demand environment, but lesser to the competition? Would that be a fair assumption?
Yes, that is fair. That is fair. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for answering my question, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Anirudh Agarwal from ValueQuest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So, sir, can you elaborate on some initiatives that you would be taking on the domestic side on housing wires front specifically to revive growth, given overall industry outlook is slightly challenging near term?
So, for domestic market, our first focus, we are increasing our power cable capacity, because we need to understand in wire already we are having very big capacity and good market share also. But sometimes we need to complete the product range also. So many times, if somebody is asking power cable and wire, and if we are not able to supply the power cable range, then it is not good combination for our business. So our there are twofold working we are doing in domestic segment. One, increasing our market base with retailer and electrician base, which is ongoing activity, and already in last 3 years we have done a lot of work, and we'll keep focusing on that. At the same time, we are coming with complete range of power cables, and my delivery period will be improved. So with that, there will be margin improvements also, and business volume improvements also. So by improvement in our service cycle, we can expect good growth in our domestic business.
Got it. So what would be the retailer base today? And would that have, how would that have moved in the last 6 months or so since IPO?
If we see retailers, we are keep increasing at our retailer base. And it is already we had crossed more than 120,000 retailers. But this focus will be keep continuous, and now our focus will be to increase the depth of our retailers also, because we want higher per retailer sales at higher levels. So our focus will be on both in numeric and depth distribution. Both we have to increase.
Got it. So just on this domestic growth question, is there any difference in regional split of this growth, right? So how would, you know, south versus west versus north have done for us in this quarter and 9 months, if you can just share trends in terms of growth?
So earlier our market in west and north was very strong, while south and east still we are growing. And even in south also, in few area we are doing very good. So now in few of the south states and eastern, we could not grow our business as per our plan. So there are some impact, but not very major impact, because it is overall 12% growth is there. So in some area it is less than in single digit also, while we were expecting higher growth.
Understood. So finally, on this cables capacity expansion, so we are understanding it is today our capacity is about 1,000 tons a month, and you know we will double that over the next 1 year. So that's correct, right?
Per month, this is 1,000 tons is per month, and this is for aluminum, and same way some contribution will be from power, copper power cable also.
Right.
Per month, just to clarify.
Just per month, yeah, that's all. Got it. And so basically, so then the right way to understand is if the demand scenario continues to remain, you know, similar to where it is today on the power cables front, basically our cables revenue in FY26 can potentially double with the new capacity. That's correct.
That can be double only in power cables. See, you need to understand majority of my sales is coming from wire sales. 70% is wire, then 15% is special cable and industrial cable. So what we are saying, double is power cable capacity, then almost 20 to 25% increase in my copper wire capacity. So this will be able to meet our next 2-3 years target of 20% volume growth YOY basis. And then since it takes almost 18 to 24 months for new capex, so we'll keep planning for 2 years ahead of our projected demand.
Right. So this, you mentioned that gross margin this quarter got impacted due to product mix. So can this elaborate? Sorry, we couldn't clearly understand what product mix impacted our gross margin this quarter.
No, product means here again we have to see that copper prices were increased by 4 to 5% in this quarter, and if you see, there always we are able to pass on these prices, but there will be time lag. Because if there will be 2 to 3% change in copper prices, then we'll come with new price list, or if there is reduction, we'll come with new price. But there will be time lag of 20 to 25 days. So this has little bit impact in our gross margins level.
Understood. But otherwise, no fundamental or structural change. So in Q4, if prices remain steady, then we can get back to Q2 margin levels. I mean, that's how.
Yes.
Got it. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thanks, Anirudh.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohan Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Rohan.
Your voice is coming a little muffled.
Yeah. Is it better now?
No, sir. Can you please speak through the handset?
I am using the handset. Yes.
Your voice is echoing, so...
Hello?
Yes, Rohan.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question is on the lines of... So, as we understand, our exports are, you know, slightly lower margin in terms of wires as compared to the domestic ones. However, exports are growing faster. So is it that we are limited by demand, that the domestic demand is a little muted and hence we are choosing to export? Is that the case?
So, Rohan, our export and domestic strategy are not short-term. If you see, we started our exports in year 2001 and we were the first exporters of wire from India. And at the same time, we need to understand that since we started our journey from wire and then moved to cable, so still our majority of the exports are coming from wire. And wire product is considered very simple product in export market, and therefore their margins are on lower side when we compare with Indian wire pricing structure. But since now we are in exports of cable also, so we have equal focus on wire and cable, domestic and exports. And for one quarter, you may see this ratio may go up or down, but overall we have planned to grow at 20%, and that will growth will come from both the markets, domestic as well as exports.
Okay, understood. And it will be equal. So I was saying that for a longer term, both domestic and export will contribute.
Sure, yes, exactly.
Yeah. And sir, my second question was, what would be the difference between the pricing of, say, a peer in the wire segment versus our, in the states, where we are not that prominent today? What would be the percentage difference as per you?
No, so if you see Indian wire market, every player has their own strength market and weak market or opportunity market. So in every area, we have different players, different pricing. But since now we have overall, if you see, we are in the GST scenario where any dealer can move material from one place to other place. So you cannot keep much difference in your pricing from one state to other state. So these are almost only you can have some different incentive schemes or incentive plans. But otherwise, your base price remains same for all India levels.
Right. So, sir, I was coming from a point of view that is there a scope to increase the price towards the leader once you establish the brand, and would that help the margins? So that was my question.
So margins definitely can be increased by both the way, by increasing our distribution, by increasing our reach to customers, and at the same time getting like leadership position also. So these are mixed efforts, and we are working on the same.
Right. And sir, just the last one, what would be your margin aspirations 3 years from now, probably FY27? And a breakup would help on, wires and cables versus FMEG and domestic versus export.
So see, if we talk like right now, this year we had guidance of increasing our margins by 140 bps, and we are on part of that. And even going forward in next 2-3 years also, we are expecting our EBITDA margins in the range of 10 to 10.5%, and we are on track to that. And this is the more importantly, whatever margin planning we are doing, this is based on world-class products and also sustainable and continuous growth of 20%. So this margin profiles are good. And in SMEG also, we are growing more than 20%, which is much better than industry average. So while both the business will grow, but since the growth rate in FMEG may be at higher side, so this the right now what it is contributing at 12% may increase to 15 to 16% in our total revenue.
Understood. So overall 10 to 10.5% over a medium term.
Yes.
EBITDA margin.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Rohan.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Kale from Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, if I look at your distribution network, right, so the DRHP numbers that we have as of December end and presentation which are September end numbers, we've seen a significant increase both in our dealer distributor count as well as our retail network. However, if you look at the quarterly domestic revenues, as one of the previous participants highlighted, has been pretty stagnant at around 1,000 crores. So maybe can you just help us understand what is the reason why we have not been able to maybe grow it at a faster rate? Because wire demand has been maybe muted compared to cables, but it's still been quite decent. It's been quite positive.
So Nikhil, this expansion of a retailer or a network of electrician, this is a long-term activity. First, in the states where we have very less market share or of 1 or 2%, there also we are creating base. So even if I am growing there at higher pace than my industry average or my local growth, but since base is very small, so progress looks a little bit slower. But this is base work which will be like giving results after 2-3 years. And the same we are seeing is what work we started in FY 2021. This giving growth in FY 23 and 24. So this is continuous process. We'll keep focusing, expanding our brand, expanding our distribution network, and our market share will keep increasing. So this is long-term planning, and immediately the results may not be visible, but this is base work which you need to do to grow.
Okay. Thank you. That's fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mulchandani from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just wanted to understand on the FMEG segment, when do we expect to break even or make significant money at an EBITDA level?
Yes, Harsh. So if you see our margin in FMEG also, we have improved a lot in compared to previous year. And we are expecting to break even in FY25 with volume growth in FMEG. With the base, I will keep increasing and will be positive in next year.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Naman Parmar from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is basically, what is the capacity utilization of wires and cables? Can you provide that?
Naman, sorry, your audio was not clear. Can you please speak through the handset?
Yeah, now audible?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, so I wanted to know what is the capacity utilization in the wires and cables?
Naman, as of now, we are operating in our cable. We are already at 80-90% of capacity utilization, while in wire it is in the range of 65-70%. And looking to our number of SKUs and the overall product basket, it is considered very good capacity utilization, anything above 65-70.
Okay. And my second question is related to what is your plan to enter the ESG segment as the government has increased the investment in the power sector and as the big company has entered that segment. So what's your plan to enter that segment?
So as of now, our focus is to increase the sales of wire and cable both. But if you see to power sector, where EHV cables or conductors are supplied, we do not have any plan as of now. And our focus will be continue to our existing range of building wire, industrial cables and power cables up to 66 kV. So as of now, we have capabilities to produce up to 66 kV. And here only we want to grow as of now.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Thank you for a follow-up question, sir. It's related to the FMEG portfolio, and in the 9 months, FMEG has the segment has given a good growth, so above for 20%. So my question is that only because of the Luminous Home Electrical consolidation we are seeing this such kind of a growth, or this is quite a structural in nature and the coming years we will see such kind of a growth? And second is on the losses also has minimized quite significantly for a quarter, and even for a year if I look at it, it's quite significantly has reduced. So what's your guidance related to the losses when this entire portfolio to get break even?
Thanks for asking this question. If you see in FMEG, we have grown by 20%, and the Luminous business we acquired in FY23. So both the figures are comparable figures because we acquired this business in May 22. So this year figure also had eight months sale in last year also. So this growth is 20% is like combined growth of both the businesses, existing business as well as Luminous. And it is not that only Luminous growth is this. And secondly, as I speak earlier, we are expecting to break even this business and being EBITDA positive in FY 2025. So this will be based on our whatever strategy we have made to expand this business, consolidating our cost and improving our margins.
How is the volume growth in this segment?
So this 20% when we are talking, it is revenue growth, and the majority of this comes through volume growth only. Very interestingly, if you see the pricing of lights are almost down by 20% if you compare year-on-year basis. So in spite of that 20% decline in prices, we are able to achieve revenue growth of 20%. So volume growth are a bit higher in compared to this value growth.
And any geographical concentration in the FMEG, can you give? Like, how is that?
Still, our majority of FMEG sales is coming from north and west only. So it is almost similar.
Okay. Okay, and Luminous accounts for around 40% of your FMEG business.
But going forward, it will be difficult to segregate the sales because now everything is combined, and our like even sales team and every team is also combined. So now it is tough to segregate what we are getting from Luminous or what we are getting from our.
You can give some premium versus mass.
So premium, yeah, now also what we are consolidating that we have already introduced RR Signature brand, which will represent premium product of our FMEG segment. And there, and the same brand will be in all across all the sectors of FMEG, being light or fan or even switch, rear, everything. So we are getting good growth, but still base is very small. So, it is making no sense to track separately, but we have good growth in premium products also.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Alisha Marla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So first, we did mention that, you know, on annual basis, we're looking at expanding our margins by 140 basis points. Can we share some levers or initiatives for the same, or is it primarily only going to be driven by product mix?
So there are two, three factors. If you see, like, in export also, we are moving towards high-value-added products, being cable or special wires in export. Same way, our on basis of our volume increase also, we'll get some efficiency in cost also, some price improvement. So these are combined aspect of three or four points. And also in power cable, since my capacity is very small, so our cost for manufacturing is a bit higher. So once we got the volume in that also, then my sales realization will also improve and cost will also improve. So this 140 basis improvement is combined impact of everything.
Awesome. Sure. And we were mentioning earlier that our wire utilization is at about 70%, 65-70%, and considering the SKUs, this is very good utilization. Is there scope for further volume growth till new capacity comes in September 24?
So the way we have planned our capex is so that we can get the volume growth of 20% year on year. Whatever capacity we are enhancing, this will also come in phases. So we will be able to achieve this 20% volume growth in, and we'll keep improving our capacity utilization also and to meet the additional demand. Our capacity is not planned in that way only.
No, I do understand that this will help us achieve 20% volume growth. All I'm trying to understand is till the new capex comes, are we going to be slightly constrained with capacity?
No, we will not have any capacity constraint. We will be able to meet whatever demand will be on 20% sequential growth.
Sure. And you may have given it earlier and I think I missed it. Can you please share the Q3 volume growth and the split for exports and domestic?
Q3 volume growth?
Yes. You mentioned 19% for 9 months. Can we get a similar number for Q3?
It's a 10% volume growth if I compare Q3 versus Q3.
And can I get the split between domestic and exports?
That is not handy with me, but more or less maybe in line with our nine months figure only, but exactly we'll work out and we'll forward you.
Sure. And just one last bookkeeping question. The capex for next 2 years, 24-25, is that 500 crores or 700 crores?
500 crores for these 2 years.
And how much have we spent in 9 months?
Already we have done more than 150 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
Giving advance to our machine suppliers.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Venkat from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, just to clarify, so you had an issue with the base in Q3. That is, you guys had a tougher base of Q3 last year. So going forward, Q4, you would expect a normalization, essentially 15 to 20% kind of volume growth starting Q4. Is that a fair assumption to make?
Yes. Again, if we have to achieve yearly growth of 20%, and if we have already done 20% YOY basis, so obviously we have to do 20% volume growth on Q4 of FY26.
Understood, sir. And the other part that I just wanted to understand was on the domestic side, generally what we get to hear from the peer set is that the growth on the housing segment is lagging the growth on the cable side, right? So for you to grow 15-20% on the domestic side, you guys will have to gain market share, right? So how are you guys thinking about it? Is that the way that you're thinking about it?
There are two ways to see this figure. The good thing is ki both the like housing segment as well as industrial cable or power cable segment, both are growing. But since this power cable segment is growing at much higher speed, that's why people are saying ki housing is not growing that much. But if you have if we see overall India level figures, housing is also growing. And this wire consumption is not only in housing. If you see at micro level, then almost as per our understanding, almost 60% of wire goes in renovation segment. People keep changing their interiors, restaurant, offices. These days, life of office is hardly 3 to 4 years. Restaurant is hardly 3 to 4 years, or offices maybe 5 years. So there is huge consumption in wire growth also. So we see good opportunity in wire as well as cable. And this 15 to 20% on sustainable basis. The more important thing, we are not talking about a quarter or only 9 months. We are talking about year-on-year growth, where already we have achieved a growth of more than 20% in historically also. And future going forward also, we see a very bright chances looking to the way Indian economy is doing good, the way Indian exports are increasing. So there are good chances for growth of 15 to 20%.
Understood, sir. And my last question is just in terms of exports, what is the outlook there and where do we see ourselves just in terms of the proportion of exports of overall business shaping up 3 to 4 years out versus where it is today?
As of now, our export is contributing 27%, and even going forward also, it may keep in the range of 30 to 35%. Still, our both the segments will keep growing, domestic as well as export. Sometimes export may grow at a higher speed also due to new geography and new products also. So it may reach up to 35% in longer horizon.
Understood, sir. And what will be the geography that will help you get there from where you are?
As of now, already we are very well distribution in our export market. And our majority of exports is coming from Europe and UAE, USA, Australia, New Zealand, and Myanmar, all kind of geography. And we see good opportunity in all the markets. Again, I'm repeating that since we are doing our exports in own brand, and initially it takes too much time and very many efforts to establish your brand. But once your brand is got established, it is comparatively easy to gain the market share. So we have very good growth plans from export markets also, from all the geographies.
Understood, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Shri Gopal Kabra, sir, for closing comments.
So, I thank on behalf of management to all the participants. Thank you very much and wish you a happy new year. But late, but then. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of RR Kabel Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.